hello. Who is this lovely person that has snuck in and sitting on the couch?
I've snuck in to cause a ruckus, and here I am. How are we doing? It's good to see you all. Okay.
So for those of you that don't know, tonight I'm joined by the lovely Pavlova face here.
It's
amazing. He's involved a little bit in the places that are behind the scenes at Goa, but also involved in the Oceanic Gaming Radio podcast, who I was a guest of on... Oh, sorry.
Monday night?
Yeah, sorry. That wasn't a... That wasn't a visceral response. That was I just needed to cough.
Okay, we got it. We're ogre. We got it.
But yes, no Pete or Stormy tonight, Star Saber.
Which is crazy because I kind of look like a merge between them both.
Mm. What? Oh, yeah. That's it. Yeah, it's a beard from Stormy, right?
Yeah, beard from Stormy.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Thank you for tuning in. Hello to everybody that's watching on twitch.tv/GameOnOz. Or if you might be listening to the podcast, just remember you can always tune in to watch us live here. A special hello to all our Patreons as well. Star Saber, you are one of our Patreons. Thank you so much for tuning in. We've had a couple of weeks off, like between DreamHack and illnesses as well, because I came back from DreamHack with COVID. Mm. Lucky me, first bout of that. That was not fun. Not fun at all. Couldn't even game.
Oh my God. Knocked you out.
It knocked me out pretty bad. But it's been a couple of weeks. And of course, one thing we've missed is our monthly prize draw for our Patreons.
Yes. So,
If you're in chat and would like to join our Patreon, if you do !support there, that will bring up the link to our Patreon. But we do have this lovely Lego set from our April giveaway. So you can have a look here. We've got all three of the starter packs. We've got Luigi, Mario, Peach, as well as Peach's Castle right here.
Peaches.
One of our lucky Patreons is going to get this. Yes, ever since seeing the Mario movie, every time I hear Peaches, Peaches. let's jump right
let's
in, you know?
Jump on in.
Because, other advantages as well, you will see the avatars of all our lovely Patreons that are going around on the TV behind us here. So let's rip the Band-Aid off, hey? Let's jump into this. In our lovely question mark lock. I feel this is appropriate for...
Yeah, ooh.
Yeah.
Are we doing it right now?
Let's do it.
All right. The anticipation. I'm ready. All right. We have got a winner.
Ooh.
Can I get a drum roll? It is Simmy Cat.
Simmy Cat. One of our OG. Yeah, she's one of our original subscribers as well. Like,
wow.
Only a couple of months off the life of the channel being a sub.
That's incredible.
So, amazing for Simmy Cat to be picking up all this Lego. Cannot wait. And of course, this is a monthly draw, let's not forget.
Yes.
Too. So the Lego may have been given away now. Congratulations again to Simmy Cat. But
congrats.
We also have for next month, which is only going to be a couple of weeks away because we're already like a week and a half into
May
already. Yeah, I know. It's crazy. But we have some Strixhaven Magic cards, too. Booster sets here. Each of these boxes contains 30 booster packs.
Damn.
So that's 60 booster packs in total that you'll get from this amazing giveaway for May. So if you're keen on getting into the draw for that, sign up for our Patreon as well. Don't forget as well that our tier 3 Patreons get exclusive merch drop, which we're
exclusive merch.
I know we're very close. We've got the design. We've seen the design, so we're almost ready to show that off.
Has it been leaked?
It hasn't been leaked yet, but that is definitely coming. So keep an eye out for that. amazing Patreon stuff. Congratulations again to Simmy Cat for taking home all that amazing Lego.
That's some pretty cool Lego.
I'm a little jealous,
Simmy. I'm going to need you to share.
Yeah. So you don't really need all that Lego, do you, Simmy? Like, I'm sure that you can.
One for each of us.
Yeah. But I tell you what, I don't need it right now, though, because I'm pretty busy with gaming. And especially come Friday, I'm going to be very busy because Tears of the Kingdom finally comes out. It feels like we've been waiting forever for this.
It does. I've heard... Cap talk about this for I don't even know how long.
Has it taken over Elden Ring on
somehow? Yeah, it has. The last couple of months at least, Zelda has taken over our discussions.
And well it should. Like Breath of the Wild was such an amazing game, and seeing the I've seen it like being called Zelda cross with Minecraft, because there is a lot of building that looks like is going to go on in here with the fuse mechanic and like combining things together to make weapons. It's just, it looks like it's going to be freaking crazy. I did see on Twitch there was a streamer that was showing off a bit of it. So they've got advanced notice from Nintendo to be able to do that. But one funny thing I saw that happened was there's Alana Pierce, who was a games journalist, worked for Rooster Teeth, or I think worked for IGN and a bit, is working for a game dev now as a writer in the States. And apparently she was streaming and watching this guy play the stuff, and in the middle of it, her account has copped a ban because it's just like Nintendo sitting going, no, no, you can only enjoy the game in the way that we want you to enjoy the game. But luckily, I think it was about an hour later, she got unbanned. But it's just like, Nintendo, what are you doing? What are you doing, Nintendo? Like, do you find that as well? Like, I love Nintendo games. They're so good. Mm. But they want you doing things in
the way they want to.
Yeah, that's it. They do not want, if you're enjoying it in a way that they didn't intend, it's like, just
they're always, they've always been super stringent on copyright, especially. Oh. And like that, I think that comes down to that, to a bit of copyright. Whereas, like, they've given this this streaming the allowance to go live,
and I get it. Like, you work hard on your IP, you want them to be protected, but just sometimes they go that little bit overboard.
Do you think there's a bit of automation there, or do you think they saw it?
I think it's probably a bit of automation, but they've got it set to a pretty strict level of automation, so. Gamey Game Face, hello, and SimiCat, 5-year sub, 60 months, woo!
60 months!
And in case you missed earlier as well, SimiCat, all the lovely Lego for our Patreon giveaway, you won! So you've got all three of the Mario Lego starter kits, as well as Peach's Castle there as well, so congratulations on that.
Yeah, let's show again.
Amazing, yeah.
There you go.
And the Luigi... And the Mario and Peach as well. No, we are not kidding. This is all for you.
That's a pretty cool way to celebrate your 5-year subversary.
I reckon. just a little bit on the cool side there. And White Monkey as well. Another one of our lovely Patreons. Amazing. But yes, I am very, very excited for Zelda. almost as excited as I think SimiCat is for this Lego that she's about to get. But yeah, I cannot wait. I've been waiting for this game since they announced in just that text that a sequel to Breath of the Wild is being worked on.
When was the first release, that preview released?
I can't remember. It was maybe about a year after Breath of the Wild had come out. I'm trying to remember. It was just like tacked onto a Nintendo Direct, I think. Okay. And everybody lost their shit, obviously.
Yeah, but it's like... Breath of the Wild was incredible.
Oh, it...
Not that I played much of it, to be honest.
you haven't?
I have played it. Mm. But, like, I have... Like, Zelda's never been, like, my game. Like, I've always enjoyed it and, like, loved watching playthroughs. Mm. But I've not played many myself. I did a bit of Breath of the Wild. Mm. But I made the mistake of immediately starting the game and thinking... It's time to take on Ganon. So I managed to get my way into the castle somehow. And then completely naked.
Came across one guardian and went, done. Yes. Yeah.
And that was my experience playing Breath of the Wild.
I'll always be in awe of Breath of the Wild's design, because straight away, after you've done the Great Plateau, you can go to Ganon. The objective is there. Go kill Ganon. And if you're good enough, you can do that straight away. I think the...
I was not good enough.
I think the speed run, any percent speed run for it is down to like half an hour or something.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's crazy. But the way it's designed in that the very first thing it does is sends you to Kakariko Village. Mm-hmm. And you go there and you talk to Impa and you learn, oh yeah, here are the divine beasts. You got to go to the divine beast. And the closest divine beast is the one where you, when you finish it, you get a healing ability. So if you die, it just automatically revives you and goes on cooldown.
Ah.
So, and just even looking at stuff like that, just the design of how they know that if they give you an objective, you're going to go there. And then if they give you four separate objectives, you're going to go for the one that's closest. Mm-hmm. And the closest one just happens to be the best one for making sure you stay alive.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's so much fun. Like, I'll never forget the feeling of when you wake up and you get the Sheikah Slate and you go out and then you get the title card and mm-hmm. zoom out and you just see everything. Oh my God. I want that moment in mm-hmm. Tears of the Kingdom. Like, you've seen it in the trailer, like the big stone door opens up and mm-hmm. and you see all the sky islands. And I want that to be like the first moment in Tears of the Kingdom as well. Oh my God. I could talk about this till the cows come home. Like, it is just, it's so good. And like, being such a departure from Zelda titles as well, it did it in such an amazing way. Like, not being able to find hearts in bushes or pots and stuff like that now. So you have to cook to mm-hmm. to make it. And everybody, like, remembers the cooking sound. Like, it's just a little jaunty thing. And, oh, cool, now I can eat something and get stamina or attack it. So bloody good. So, not much of a Zelda fan. Do you have a favorite Zelda title or one that you were...
The one I played all the way through was a DS title. I think it was Phantom Hourglass?
Yep.
Phantom Hourglass, mm-hmm. is that right?
Yep.
Yeah, and I thoroughly enjoyed that. But yeah, it was fantastic.
The puzzles on the DS as well, I always remember loving them. And like, silly, there was one I got stuck on, and I think I got pissed off at the game because I couldn't work out how to do it, and I've just like slammed the DS shut. And then when I've gone to open it up again, it's puzzle solved. The game wanted you to close the DS to copy the map that was on the screen.
Oh, yes, I think I remember that.
And even there was a bit where you get a bomb and the guy wants you to yell into the microphone.
Yeah.
And will literally call you out and go, oh, by the way, I hope you didn't actually yell into the microphone. You could have just blown into it. It's just, oh my God. Gamey Game Face, I stopped playing Immortals Fenyx Rising, but I was having a lot of fun with that. That's very, very Zelda-like in the way that... And I love the Greek mythology feel about it, too.
Of which one?
Immortal Fenyx Rising.
I'm not familiar.
It's I think it's on Game Pass, actually, because mm-hmm. that's where I was playing it. And it was just... It was very much in that sort of Zelda-y type vein, and it was good. It was really good fun. I did enjoy it, and combat was fun too. So Zelda, like, I find it funny, like, talking about Phantom Hourglass, because I've been playing video games long enough to remember when Wind Waker was announced for mm-hmm. GameCube. And the shit that they got for going cel-shaded with it.
Because
everybody wanted their realistic sort of looking mm-hmm. Zelda. And then cel-shaded came out and it was like, this is not the Zelda I wanted. And I'll fully admit to jumping on that and going, yeah, this is not what I wanted. But I tell you what, that art style has aged so much better than a hyper-realistic one has.
Absolutely.
Amazing, amazing.
You had a theory. I'm not sure if you've talked about
it. I haven't yet. And I do have a bit of a theory here about Tears of the Kingdom. And it's my hot take. And this is a hill I'm going to die on because I have no proof that this is going to happen. But just something in my head went, this is a very Nintendo thing to do. Mm. And I will go out on a limb and say that Tears of the Kingdom is not a sequel to Breath of the Wild. Mm-hmm. You heard me there. It is not a sequel to Breath of the Wild. It is a sequel to Hyrule Warriors Age of Calamity. Because when I played Hyrule Warriors Age of Calamity, everything that Nintendo put out said, this is the prequel to Breath of the Wild. You get to see everything that happened leading up to Ganon emerging and whatnot. And I tell you what, playing it like that, there are some heartbreaking moments in that game because you see the downfall of Hyrule Castle and stuff like that. And straight away after that, it opened up to you could choose to go and help the champions. And you know from Breath of the Wild that the champions die. And I'm sitting here at this screen going, No, I don't want to play anymore. I don't want to watch these guys die.
Oh, no.
And in the end, what it was because of time travel shenanigans,
yeah.
It's like alternate universe stuff. And it was good. It's good fun. Really enjoyed the game, that Dynasty Warriors sort of game. Enjoyed the story that went along with it, but was not expecting the happy ending that came with it. I think I would have preferred the tragic ending. But because of that, it's like alternate timeline stuff. And I reckon that Tears of the Kingdom is going to be a sequel to that,
mm-hmm.
and exist in that storyline rather than the Breath of the Wild timeline.
Yeah.
So I'm putting it out there.
It wouldn't be like a prequel to Breath of the Wild.
No, it would be a sequel to Age of Calamity. Yeah. Okay. So, and I still reckon I have no grounding for it whatsoever, but it's just something that I've gone, yep, no, this is definitely happening. Cannot wait. And it's what gives the game a happy ending? Okay, so Age of Calamity, because of time travel stuff, basically the king survives, the champion, so everybody lives, all right? Mm. And the main Hylians team up with the Yiga as well, which are the bad guys in Breath of the Wild, because they want Ganon back, and so there's bits and pieces like that, but it ends up with Calamity Ganon being defeated. So that's why I think that this is more a sequel to Age of Calamity than Breath of the Wild. But yeah, that's like I said, no real information given by Nintendo to make me think that. But then again, every time they marketed Age of Calamity, was like, this is a prequel to Breath of the Wild, and it's not a prequel to Breath of the Wild, but it's still fun. Still absolutely love it. But there was a bit of sad news for you. Today, I think it came out.
I know. Oh my gosh!
So for those that are big Hollow Knight. That's the word I was looking for. Hollow Knight fan. You may have seen today that there was a tweet from Matthew Griffin, who is one of the designers on the game, saying that they had planned for a release in the first half of 2023 for Silksong, which is it DLC for?
No, it's a brand new game. It initially was, Silksong was initially not going to be Silksong. It was, everything that was in it was supposed to be a DLC from what I believe. But it expanded so much, it became its own game.
Yeah. Yeah, so unfortunately they've announced that they're not going to be able to release it in the first half of 2023, which, honestly, I'm okay with. I'd rather a game get some more time in the cooker to get it ready.
Hollow Knight, my favorite game of all time.
Really? I hadn't heard that. No,
That's practically my catchphrase.
Yeah.
So I've been looking forward to it for so long. And I don't want to say disappointed, as much as it not coming out as soon as I'd like, sucks to hear. I'm more than happy with them making the decision to buckle down and keep refining and put it in the oven a bit longer.
I think you can still be disappointed because you're looking forward to this game. You know, it's something that you want to play. And I think you can be disappointed that you're having to wait.
Exactly.
But you can still be understanding at the same time.
I'm grateful that they've made the decision to get it to where we want it.
Yeah.
They want it, at least.
That's good. I must admit, I haven't played Hollow Knight. I think I started playing it and then I got distracted by other games.
Yeah,
but
fair. It happens.
But just the art style and the combat in it was
beautiful,
just fun. Yeah. So good.
I loved it. The thing is, I don't know if I'd be as big a Hollow Knight fan if I didn't play it while I streamed.
You reckon?
I don't know. Because there were some times where I rage quit.
Oh,
Like there were some tough bosses from because I've never played a Metroidvania. I've always kind of just played chill games or stuff I could ease, Warframe and stuff that I can just grind out. There's no real difficulty. And to experience that the wall and having to break through the wall is such an incredible feeling.
Yeah.
Once you break through.
Yeah.
Which and I don't think I would have I would have kept going if it wasn't for Twitch chat encouraging me.
So thank you, Pav's Twitch chat.
Yeah, it's become my favorite game.
Yeah, and it's funny when you talk about that wall that you get through, because like one of the type of games I like watching is Super Mario World ROM hacks, and I've played a few of them before, and I've even had a few people say to me, how can you do that? You know, you're beating the head against the wall, because like there is lots of retrying, but it kind of becomes a bit of muscle memory.
Exactly.
But the thrill that you get when you beat that thing, it's incredible.
There's been nothing better in my life, gaming life, than the feeling I got after beating some of the hardest bosses in the game. Or like one not so hard, but like I was a dumbass, and I just wasn't good at the game yet. I was like the Soul Tyrant or whatever, in like mid game. And like I streamed for about 5 hours straight on this one boss, and I was like, my hands are starting to fatigue, and I was like, muscle memory's there, and like I'm just beating my head against the wall just because like I'm tired, I'm not reacting fast enough. And I was like, the next day I jumped back on and I beat it, and I was like, the wave of joy that surrounded me, euphoric.
So Gamey Game Face asks, I just finished Jedi Fallen Order. Do you reckon that is Metroidvania Lite? I wouldn't say so, because even with all the backtracking, there's lots of shortcuts that you open up with it. It'd probably be more closer to a Souls Lite than anything else.
But Metroidvania and Souls-likes have a lot of similarities.
They do, but Metroidvanias tend to focus more on the exploration. And for all its exploration aspects in Fallen Order, it was still
combat.
It was still more combat, but it was still fairly linear as well.
Okay.
But yes, and thank you to Styx as well. 64 months.
Oh my god.
My God.
You've been streaming a long time. Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, what's that? Five years is 60 months. So that's a very, very long time. And Styx, one of our OG legends there. Amazing.
Incredible.
Thank you so much for that, my dude. Amazing to see you still sticking around. But yeah, look, it's an interesting thing when you start talking about genres on games, because there are so many cross genres these days,
of course.
And it all you try and talk about things to give it some words to describe if you might like it or not. Like roguelike is a big one, and big adventure games and things like that. But Metroidvania is one of those ones that I feel gets really encapsulated well through games like Hollow Knight and the Ori games. My God, they are so good. I
cried
the first time. We're talking about it with Cap on Monday night about game narratives and stuff like that. And friggin' Ori in the Will of the Wisps made me feel sorry for a spider, a spider boss. And
for a dialogue list.
That's it. And this spider was a boss that you'd taken over, and then the fight finishes and you cleanse the spider, and then all of a sudden it's just like, my God, I feel sorry for this spider. Like, what the hell, man?
Yeah.
Spiders are like Australians' natural enemies. They're just, you shouldn't feel sorry for spiders, but this one, I very much did.
Yeah, I felt things that I never anticipated to feel in a video game, playing Ori.
It's, and the people that say video game aren't art, or isn't art, go and play those games and then tell me that.
Wait, you can't tell me that there's anyone in this world that says video game isn't art, because it is
there are still people that still think video games are just nerds in a basement, and yes, if I had a basement I would probably live in it, but like there is so much more there to games, and saying that like you can't even lump it in with all the things. It's like saying I like movies. Cool. What sort of movies do you like? Do you like sci-fi? Do you like dramas? Do you like historical pieces? And gaming is just like that as well, with all the different types of games that there are, and a particular art style of a game may speak to you where another one might not.
Exactly.
And I realize I'm within arm's length of you here, but for me, I much prefer the art style of the Ori games over Hollow Knight.
Yeah.
I think it's a much prettier and much more vibrant sort of a world than the Hollow Knight's like grayscale almost.
That's fair.
Yeah. But it's still very, very interesting to see those games and trying to getting back to Game Face's original question about is Fallen Order a Metroidvania light? I think one of the key things about a Metroidvania game is the exploration and is the backtracking. And I don't think Fallen Order has enough of that to qualify as a Metroidvania. I would probably more put it as an adventure game. Yeah. That's not to say that it's a great game. I absolutely adored Fallen Order, and the bits I'm playing, I've played of Survivor so far, it's seeming to be more of the same, which we'll talk about a little bit later on. Thank you to Aussie Broadband for the bloody good game of the week. It's just, I don't know, like I always remember when Fallen Order came out, and part of me was a little bit conflicted because big Star Wars nut as well. Absolutely love my Star Wars games.
Can I tell you something you might not be happy with?
You've never played a Star Wars? No, you've never seen Star Wars. That's right. I remember.
But Fallen Order was my introduction to the Star Wars franchise.
Yeah, and what a game to come in with. And like for a while there, I wasn't sure whether I liked Fallen Order as much as I did because it was a good game or because it had been so long since we've had a good Star Wars game. And I think I've fallen on the side of it's a good game.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was a while there that I wasn't quite sure whether I liked it more because it was a good Star Wars game, a great Star Wars game, but a good game type thing. And does that make sense?
Yeah. I gotcha.
Yeah.
I didn't play as much of it as like, once again, it's like got distracted with other stuff.
Yeah.
But that's one game I wish I could make time to go back to.
Yeah.
I think I only got to like the second planet or something, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. The mechanics and like the combat was really, really satisfying. Fine.
And White Monkey, you are right. You know, your mum says games are for children when you, but then you tell her, well, no matter how old we get, we're still your children. You go, that's exactly right.
That's true. That's true.
No, I'm quite lucky with my family are very supportive of what I do and even tune in every now and then to watch.
Oh, nice.
So they might be watching right now. Hello, Mum and Dad, if you're watching.
Hello.
But yeah, it is still very, very interesting. And I can't wait to show off some of Jedi Survivor a bit later on because I've been having a lot of fun with that.
Oh.
And it's got I'm just trying to think the last sort of big AAA game I sunk my teeth into because I tend to play indies more
I'm notorious for not playing a lot of AAA titles. Yeah.
And I did buy Advance Wars and I've played that for a few hours, but I'm probably likely not to go back to it now. Especially with Zelda coming out on Friday.
You're going to have no time.
I've got no time now. God knows what it's going to be like. I'm going to be taking my Switch into work. If you're listening, put your fingers in your ears right now, please.
Lunch breaks, toilet breaks.
I'm just going to be hiding in a room out the back somewhere with my Switch playing it. And yeah, it's I don't know where I'm going to find the time. It's going to be very, very interesting. And another AAA game that got a little bit of news coming out today was Starfield. So a little bit a while ago, the Australian Classification Board has rated it R because there is some drug usage in it by the sound of it. But the ERSB, which is the ratings board in America, has given it an M for mature rating. Their ratings work a bit differently than what ours are. But one of the things that they've said about it is there's a couple of lines in there that they've released and said, this is added to it. And there was one line in particular that the internet's kind of grabbed onto and run with it. And that is, I'm all for getting a little wild, but maybe next time let's try it without the jetpacks. And I'm sitting there going, huh. I'm curious to know what they're doing with jetpacks now. You know, it's very, very different. But it got me thinking a little bit about strange lines in video games. And I must admit, I haven't really thought of any because actually there is one. So big Star Wars fan again. I play the Old Republic MMO, mm-hmm. and a couple of years ago they had this storyline for the Eternal Throne. And big thing in that game is that you get companions. So these are NPCs that follow you around and heal you or help you fight and do mm-hmm. stuff like that. But the start of Eternal Empire basically wiped all the companions away, and there was missions where some of them would come back. And there was one companion called Vet that is, she's a Twi'lek, but she was just very funny in what she did normally. And there was a bit in the particular episode that she came back in, she's got this big gun she called Spewy, because it was just, it spat out a lot of lasers. And like, for most Star Wars fans, it would be like, you'd see, you'd obviously get the reference to Chewbacca and Chewie yeah. and whatnot. But like, every now and then you'd be walking along and shooting at stuff and she'd go pew, 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 pew. And it's just a hilarious like dialogue in there. And oh yeah, so good. Absolutely loved it. But yeah, nothing quite as weird as the jetpack talk from Starfield.
Yeah, I can't quite think of anything. I'm sure there's some doozies in like the Borderlands series.
Oh yeah. I'll never forget, there's a mission in I think it was Borderlands 2, where you basically, there's a psycho there and he just begs you to shoot him in the face, and that's it. That's the whole mission.
That's the
you
whole
shoot
mission.
Him in the face. Yep. Yep. And even stuff like, there was one mission in Borderlands 2 where Handsome Jack, because he's the bad guy mm-hmm. in Borderlands 2, and he convinces you, he puts up a quest to jump off a cliff and die. And it's kind of trying to teach you the like the respawning system and yeah. stuff like that. And like straight afterwards, they go, I can't believe you did that, idiot. No, I mean, yeah. I'm sure there'd be plenty, like Claptrap in
yeah, just Claptrap
well.
Alone.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yep. And yes, White Monkey, there are a lot of Star Wars and Zelda talk. This is what happens when I'm left in control and nobody's here to rein me in. Pav just doesn't know any better yet.
No, I don't know, Jack.
No.
I don't know gender.
Yeah, it's it. Now I'm on drinks. I'm just going, yeah, I prefer a bit of Jack myself. Yeah. Or Kraken. Kraken. Oh.
Why haven't we cracked out any drinks?
Well, I've got my water. But, I don't.
Oh, it's BYO? I don't know that. Should tell me.
Sorry, man. Next time. Next
could've
time.
Could have been doing shots. Shots and Goa. What do you reckon?
That's it. Oh, my God. That could get messy.
Yeah.
All right. So White Monkey's just redeemed a channel redeemed to talk about our hobbies. Now, I know we've been talking about gaming, which is technically one of our hobbies. So.
Yeah.
But being one of the guests here, ooh. I reckon, have you got a hobby outside of gaming that you
outside.
Would like to talk about? Something that you're really keen on?
Oh, like, I don't have hobbies per se, but just kind of like side projects and aspirations. Mm-hmm. So maybe I've been kind of doing hosting and emceeing, mm-hmm. which has become a bit of a hobby kind of yes. thing that I really enjoy.
Yeah. You should go follow Pavlova Face on Twitch there as well. Every now and then he does. Like, it's been a little
it's
while.
It's been a while. They're coming back.
The quiz nights are coming back?
Yes. I'm planning on relaunching my channel a little bit now that I've made a bit more time to mm-hmm. kind of look at some content again. Yeah, I used to do some quiz nights. I'm doing some cooking shows.
Ooh.
Might have to have you around for a little cooking stream one time.
I hope you're not counting on me to cook, because I cannot cook.
It'll be an adventure.
I'm a hot water burner. Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, Gamey Game Face, there is nothing in the fridge at the moment. But we will sort that out, because like, why?
Next time I'm here, I'm going to need it.
That's it. This is, good job, Pam. Pammy Bear? Simmy, thank you for sharing Pav's link there in the Twitch chat.
Thanks,
Simmy. But yeah, like, I think we've had a bit of a chat for long enough now. I think let's jump into the bloody good game.
Jump
of the week,
on
eh?
In.
Let's have a look. And this week, thanks to Aussie Broadband for our bloody good game of the week, we're going to play a little bit of Jedi Fallen Order. So. Not Jedi Fallen Order. Jedi Survivor. That's the one. So I've only played a little bit of this one so far,
mm-hmm.
but I have right. been.
Give us the background. Where are we?
So we are on the second planet. So we're probably about 5 or 6 hours in.
Okay.
So one of the differences between Jedi Fallen Order and Survivor is that the planet that I'm currently on at the moment is is a bit of a hub world, and you can recruit people and grow the town type thing. At least that's the impression I'm getting this early on in the game.
Oh, it's split screen.
Yeah, not quite. For those playing along at home, the TV that we've got to play the game on has a little bit of an issue with it, but for the most part, it still works. So we are going to go. We're going to go have a bit of a look. Actually, let's have a quick look, because I know down here there's some enemies that we can fight, and so we start with our force abilities still.
So these are some abilities that stuck around after Fallen Order.
Yes. So, and that's one of the things that I really like about this game is that you keep the majority of the abilities that you've got from the previous game. So you're not having to learn how to wall run and you've got a double jump straight off the bat. A couple of little things I'd like to show off, because we're at the save points in the game before. They've introduced stances, which is basically you can have two stances set up. At the moment I've got single bladed combat and double bladed, but I can also let's swap out for the dual wield. So now I've got two lightsabers. Ooh. And you can swap back to one, and they've got different advantages. So like this, the single bladed lightsaber can do more damage, it's a bit slower, whereas the dual is a lot quicker. Another thing that I love that they've brought in is fast travel. Although I do find myself...
Was it not fast travel?
No. The level design in Fallen Order just tended to loop around on itself. So that was really cool. And they've also got a thing called perks. So you can have three... There's three slots that you have for perks. At the moment, I've only unlocked two. So a bit more resilience means I can block more. And I can... when I throw my lightsaber, it ends up going a bit further. So actually, do I remember the... Is it... I'm trying to remember the... Actually, maybe it's just a single blade. No? No, I've forgotten what the button combination is to throw my lightsaber.
But oh, it's AXB.
AXB.
Jim, I've never played this game.
AXB.
I was close. Well, they did something. They did something.
But let's go find some things to kind of fight. So, ooh, there's something over there. Can I get over there? I've got to remember how to get back.
Damn, Chewie looks different.
Kind of looks like a brown Wampa.
Oh.
So the game face, you can't really upgrade your lightsaber, but you can upgrade your abilities. So as you go around, you can unlock more abilities and whatnot. I'm just trying to get around to...
So do you unlock more abilities on top of what you started the game with?
I haven't found out so far, but you do get a grapple early on.
Okay.
So, which is pretty cool, I think. Hang on. Can I get around to old mate over here? So you can all watch me get my ass handed to me. Okay, can't get around that way. Can I go down here? Let's go down here. So this particular area as well, you can kind of see there's blue stuff moving on the floor. That stuff kills you. So
which stuff? Tell me again.
Yeah. You want me to go down there, don't you? but yeah, so that stuff kills you. You don't want to get anywhere near that or you will die.
Is there any explanation what it is?
Kind of in the scope of the game. So I think Kobol, I think, is a planet we're on. And it's called Kobol Dust, I think. All right, well, there's some Stormtroopers. Let's go kill them. We got an animal helper as well. So let's...
That's pretty cool.
Let's change. I haven't really played much with the dual lightsabers, so... So there's bits like I've just picked up the shield and... Oh, that wasn't very nice. So you can steal stuff from... Oh, I'm not doing too well here. Where's that?
Is the bird the new swinging mechanic? I believe so.
Yes. No. all right, I'm just trying to clear out some of these guys so I can...
That push is very satisfying.
I think I've run out of... Ooh. Okay, here we go. Come on, attack me again. Oh, that didn't work well. So there's stagger meters as well still, so... Oh, wow. That did not go well. That I was not anticipating dying just yet.
What a display.
Yeah. So good. I'm trying to remember, like, because... I don't think I can get through here, can I? No, because that blue stuff is over there.
Oh, okay, I see the blue stuff properly now.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I obviously cannot parry there. And, like, if I go into here, these stuff gets on me and eventually I'll die. You can see the screen creeping in around me. So we're not going that way. What we might do... So, when... You said you didn't play too far into...
Yeah, I think I played until, like, the big ball sphere quest, where you had to go and unlock stuff. The rolling stones.
Yeah. So
How far into is that?
One thing that I remember happening quite a bit in the beginning of Fallen Order was on Zepho, which is... I think the first main planet you come to, there's this enemy called Ogobogo. He looks like this big, I'm not saying that right at all, but he's a big frog-like thing.
Yeah.
And I was playing on the second hardest difficulty at the time, and I thought, oh yeah, we'll give that a go, see what that's like. Thinking that maybe, I'll see how I go, because you can change the difficulty at any time. And eventually... I came across this enemy, and he completely owned me. And
that in the cave?
You could drop down onto him, and he was a cave. But he was a very hard sort of beginning level boss, and I just kept on beating my head against the wall trying to. Hello. I'm not sure where I've ended up. Beating my head against the wall, trying to kill this enemy. And I couldn't do it. I ended up dropping the difficulty and just leaving. And then upon reading reviews online and stuff like that, I found out that everybody was having trouble with this particular enemy and realized that he is not designed to be beaten this early on in the game. And you go, well, shit, I wish I'd known that earlier. I'm actually better at the game than I thought I was. Oh, hello.
I would have done the same. I would have just stuck around and taken hours until I got close.
But I bring it up because... exploding droids down here. So I bring it up because early on there's a side quest, which is an additional thing to this game that Fallen Order didn't have, where you fight a Rancor. And I'm sitting there going, oh yeah, I can beat him. I'm going to give him a shot and go away. Get away. Oh my god, this is not...
Oh my god.
This is not going well for me.
We're not on a roll here.
But yes, but that Rancor, definitely avoid. Avoid. Where's the exit? Oh, here we go.
Well, what was I going to get? A Rancor.
Oh, hello.
A Rancor?
Yes, a Rancor. So the thing...
Is that the thing at the end of Mandalorian?
Yes.
Ah.
I am not doing well here.
Is that a spoiler? Sorry.
Well, no, it's not a spoiler that I'm not doing well. that's all right. I think I'm going to take the chance to have a drink. Would you like a play?
Oh, yeah. Let's give it a shot. I don't know any of the buttons, but let's give it a shot.
Maybe we should find maybe a slightly easier area. So if you go back to the...
I'll wing it, man.
You wing it? All right, do it. So the right trigger is force push. The left trigger is force pull. X is your lightsaber.
Yep.
And the right button is parry.
The right button, bumper.
Yeah, bumper, sorry, yeah.
Mm. All right, let's do it. Can I jump down here?
You can try.
Okay.
But now you know not to do that.
Yeah. All right.
I guess a platform is somewhere else.
So, I'm not far into it just yet myself, but I have been enjoying it, and I do kind of miss the crew being together. Which is so like Sierra and Meron from Fallen Order as well as Grease, although Grease is running a cantina on the planet that we're currently on, so you do meet up with him again pretty early on, but
can't push that.
No, so the you can scan it. So the, you also, one of the changes for this game is that you can use BD as a binoculars to look a bit further away and put in some waypoints and whatnot if you're that way inclined. Stims are back as well, so if you're running low on health, you can press the up button on the D-pad and get some stims back.
How much is my health? Oh, there, it's behind the mark.
Yeah. Okay. Move Simi Cat's winnings down here so you can see the game.
Jimbo, I am running in circles. Oh, there's an air. That's where we started.
Yep. Oof. So what I'd probably say is if you go back to that little spot on the floor, let's get out of here to maybe a bit more of an open area. So press in the right stick.
Oh, right stick. Yeah. The left one.
Cool. And then select fast travel.
Fast travel.
And pick one. Go for it.
This one right here.
Cool. Hold down A.
Oh, when I get there. Yeah. All right, let's give this a shot.
Yeah, I know a little bit about where the story goes. I'm trying not to say, but it does involve a timeline that's pretty cool. I am just happy when I come across more stims in this game because I need the health.
Are they consumable?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So don't waste them.
You get them back when you rest. You can rest at those points, so you get them all back after that. So it's not a huge thing.
Missing a path.
White Monkey, I somehow don't think that Simi sent you a DM offering you the Lego.
Yo, that's crazy. Simi sent me the same message. That's crazy.
Hey, how are you going with your Pokemon cards, White Monkey? White Monkey won our first Patreon giveaway, which was a box of Crown Zenith Elite Trainer Pokemon cards.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's pretty lucky. I was eyeing that up.
There you go. I'm going somewhere. Any good pulls, Monkey?
Maybe he's just keeping them there and keeping them in a box like we have with our lovely Strixhaven magic cards here that we've got completely sealed for our next monthly Patreon giveaway.
We love a bit of magic.
So this is where I was earlier. So if you could use the left trigger to pull somebody over.
Oh, that's the opposite of what I want to do.
You don't know what... Yeah, but you know what cards look cool, though. He's a bit vicious, that one.
How do I lock onto him?
Right stick.
Got it.
Yeah, and so when he flashes red, those are not blockable moves.
Oh, damn.
This is a scout trooper, man. The Ewoks beat these guys. You can't go down
here. Okay, all right, mister. I died three times.
Yeah, but I'm not the one playing now.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, there we go. Get him. Oh, nice. There we go.
Ooh, let's get a stim in there.
Doink. Ooh, nice. Got a few shinies. What's in your Pokemon cards. That is the bit that holds the thing that's making the pathways in. So the gray shimmery stuff.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Let's go. Let's do a little jump here. We can make it.
Nope. Not quite sure what went on the camera there. Maybe you could push him off the edge into the blue stuff.
I'm out.
So unfortunately, Resonance, that we have already drawn the Lego, which Simicat has won. Lucky Hurt, she gets the 3 starter packs as well as Peach's Castle there.
Peaches.
But our next month Patreon giveaway are the sealed boxes of Strixhaven Magic cards. In these, we're giving 2 of them away, and they both contain 30 booster packs. So it's an amazing value of Magic cards. That's right there. Cannot wait. I haven't played Magic for so long, and I kind of want to. Like, I played a little bit in high school, because like had guys in there. Like, we used to have tutorial with the first class, so we'd just go there and get our names marked off the roll, and have some fun there. But so I haven't played since high school, pretty much. But I did used to play a lot of. There was a Star Wars customizable card game that I absolutely adored. Ooh, you just yeeted him off the edge. Ooh. Oh my god, opening the packs is so good, Simi. So, oh, he just sort of tumbled off the edge. Oh, that's the other thing as well in this game. So when something kills you, you lose the experience that you got saved up there. But when you go back and kill that thing, you'll get it all back. And also you have a force meter as well. That's why you can't.
And that's in that blue part at the bottom.
Yep.
I see. I get it. And I keep using the push instead of pull. That's okay.
Yeah, that's it. It's just, you're just learning.
Oh, damn.
Oh, I think you got him. Oh. Yeah, you reflected the blaster bolt back. Good stuff. Only 2 left. You got this.
Yeah, I'm going to jump across. All right, we'll wing it. Come on.
Leroy Jenkins! Ooh, there we go. Only 1 left. Jimmy gets all the luck. Getting the plane walker stuff from Magic as well. Oh, look at that.
Nice.
Done. Sorted. Well done.
That was pretty satisfying.
It is. Like the combat in it is quite fun. And considering that we've jumped in without going through the tutorial, I think you did really well there.
Thank you.
Oh, that's collectible.
Fine. Ooh. Jeez. We love some dart of this. All right, do you think I can make that jump?
I reckon that you'd be able to get over there and get up on, because that
on the grates.
Yeah, that wall is a climbable wall, so I reckon you can get over there.
We're doing it.
There we go. I think you're good.
Nice.
Press jump to scale up. Yeah, there we are.
Ooh, I nearly.
Yeah, that was a bit rough there. So this is a wall you can run along as well.
Smooth.
So, like I said, you still got that. Here's old mate. Oh, I forgot about the space chickens.
This isn't Zelda. They're not gonna.
Yeah, well, they're pretty much like Zelda ones. I think they're a bit vicious. All right, so I think we might actually stop there. Yep. So
just in time.
That's it. Yeah, because I kind of want to see how you go against this, but it could take a while.
Yeah.
Yep. Hit X. Cool. All right. Well, that was actually quicker than I thought it was going to be. But that is our bloody good game of the week, Star Wars Jedi Survivor. Thank you so much to Aussie Broadband for that. Amazing. Cannot wait for that. But I think that's about it for our show this week. Thank you all for joining it. It's a wrap. It's a wrap. Sorry, that's a Star Wars joke.
Oh, yeah, because it's a trap.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
Ah, it's a wrap.
Thank you, Pat, for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Pleasure having you, having a chat about gaming. And
yeah, we love a bit of gaming.
We do. We absolutely love gaming. We do love bloody gaming here at Game On.
How convenient was it that there was holiday news?
I know. Oh, so, and I only came out today. I saw that ago. We've got to be talking about that today.
I was stressing because I haven't been keeping up to date with a lot of news.
So I've been very, very laser focused on Zelda. So you're not the only one there. That's it. Don't forget to head over and give Pav a follow. And also OGR, the podcast as well. What's the Oceanic Gaming Radio?
Oceanic Gaming Radio over on Twitch or OGR Show everywhere else. Mm-hmm. Check us out. Every Monday night we do a little show all about gaming news. Very much, very similar. With our own little Captain Perth and Grizzly Gaming twist.
Yeah, very fun to check it out there. Thanks again for dropping in. Thank you again to our Patreons, and congratulations to Simi for winning the April Lego pack that we had for giveaway. If you would like to join up to our Patreon, !! in chat, and you'll be able to get the link and go and join our Patreon there and be in the running for this month's prize, which is the amazing Magic Booster Box sets here there. So thanks again for watching, and we'll catch everybody next week.
Good luck.
Bye. Bye.